Chapter 1, An Indispensable Truth. I was working with a small group of leaders on a retreat. During the afternoon session, I asked a general question. Okay, so you're a leader. What do you need most? It was silent for 30 seconds, and then the answers started coming. I began writing them on the whiteboard behind me. Alignment of vision. A great product. Innovation. Market penetration. Healthy culture. Resources. When the answers died down, I said, these are all great, but there's a missing ingredient, the most important ingredient, the one that will make all the difference. It will change everything, not only in your leadership, but in your life. And then I wrote in larger letters, you need to need. One attendee said, we just told you what we needed, so why are you repeating yourself? I said, sorry to be confusing. I hope this will become clearer. There are two kinds of needs all humans have. The first is what I would call functional needs. Functional needs are the task requirements we all have to get things done. Most of the answer you gave me on this board are functional needs. If we've been talking about your personal and family lives, we might have listed things like financial resources and food, shelter, good health, a fulfilling career. This is the stuff that makes life work. But there is a second set of needs which are at least as important and are often neglected, and they are our relational needs. Relational needs aren't about our tasks and our doing, but are about what we receive from and supply to others. My experience of most people, whether it be in business or in the personal arena, is that they tend to do pretty well in getting their functional needs met, but are deficient in getting their relational needs met. And unfortunately, these things we give and receive are indispensable. You cannot be all you need to be without them. Another attendee spoke up. Sounds a bit selfish to me, like me-ism. It's all about my needs. I said, sure, nobody should make life all about me. And yes, that is selfish. But think about this for a second. How many of you listened to, supported, encouraged, or guided someone in the past 7 days? Everyone raised their hands. That's right, I said. You guys do this all the time because you care about the people in your lives and your organizations. And how many of you in the last 7 days sat down and asked someone to provide for you the help you provided for them? A couple of people raised their hands. So why are most of you providing, I said, that which you are not receiving? Well, that question took us through the next 2 days at the retreat, and it is also the premise of this book. The idea is simple. We need to need each other. People are the fuel for us to grow, be healthy, and prosper. God created a system in which we are to need not only Him, but also one another. That means we need to know what we need, recognize who can supply it, and have the skills to get it. And that will make a significant difference in life. More than significant, crucial. This is not an add-on or a luxury. The things we provide each other are a basic necessity. So let's get out of the thinking that goes like this. Oh, yes, asking others to support and help me. Great idea. I'll pencil that in for next month. For this to work, it will need to be more frequent and more regular. You don't put off meals for a month, nor should you put off God's fuel.